Hi, my name is Zakaian, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Keys of Creation, about how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom that you desire to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, support, and guidance on our website at Zakaian.com and my YouTube channel, and, of course, my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation, on all podcast sites. All right, so here we go. Everyone's a cosmic slut. One of the funnest games to play on planet Earth is love, sex, and relationship, and the subsequent emotional roller coasters and dramas associated with love, sex, and relationships. And one of the classic moralistic dilemmas that humans play with is sexual ownership. Bum, 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 bum. Of their partners, of their lovers, of their girlfriends, of their boyfriends, etc. And of course, subsequently, jealousy, insecurity, as well as the exploration of the classics, monogamy, polygamy, homosexuality, bisexuality, etc., etc. And the hilarious concept of what constitutes a person who likes sex, as we determine to too much, as we judge them to be, and who we then classify as a whore, slut, man whore, as coined by the hilarious film Deuce Bigelow. Male prostitute, which I totally recommend putting on your top comedy list. Now, religion and the projection of guilt and shame upon us as teenagers and throughout life has created an insane amount of sexual conflict within humanity, who often struggle with the conflict between their natural biological, hormonal, and just good old-fashioned fun desires for delicious sex and sensuality with multiple partners, and their beliefs and programs that say they are only supposed to love one person and desire only one person and have sex with only one person and love only one person, etc., etc., until death do you part. And for some who know that guilt and shame are unnatural and who have a wide variety of desires in the love, relationship, and sexuality department, and those that give themselves more freedom in general, well, death can't come soon enough. Religions have drilled into our heads a huge list of do's and don'ts that we are supposed to adhere to. Otherwise, we will receive social as well as divine rejection for our hedonistic and heathenistic ways, which, of course, is all 100% poppycock. Now, as an example, my father has prostate problems, as most older men do. Not because he's old, but because he, according to his religion, is not supposedly allowed to have sex with a woman he is not married with. Where they come up with that idea, I have no idea. And since he no longer, wishes to be married, he can't have sex with any of the ladies that are after him and want his gorgeous manliness. And of course, masturbation would definitely be on the do-not-do list for fear of eternal punishment. And both of these things are exactly what he needs to be doing every single week for a healthy prostate. But his desire to please his supposedly judgmentally, sexually repressed and insecure God, who is concerned about what he does with his penis, rules out over his desires for delicious sex and a healthy prostate. Or to put it in purely psychological terms, his pain of fear of divine retribution for doing the horizontal mambo with other horny female retirees and spanking his monkey is greater than the pleasure he desires to experience from pleasing himself and pleasing the ladies and pleasing his monkey. Now, people often ask spiritual teachers and channels like myself, what source or God thinks about sexuality, homosexuality, polygamy, kinky sex, etc. And the response to that is the same response to a question about absolutely anything that humans do or desire to do on planet Earth. And that is, there is no such thing as a divine rule or rules or commandments that humanity is supposed to follow. There is no moralistic, ethical, or spiritual rule book that anyone must follow to get it right and please some insecure, judgmental overlord of a god, because he, she, it does not exist, at least not how the religions believe this supposed god to exist. We are not separate from God's source. We are source. You are source in a body. Or as the Bible says, humans were made in God's image. It does not say humans were made separate from God, to be judged by God, etc. And because we are all source, because we are all sovereign gods, so to speak, that means every one of us gets to decide what's right for us on every single level, including who and what and where and how many people you fuck. Whether that's loving and making love to only one person your entire life, or loving and making love to a new person every single night, it doesn't matter, because there is no such thing as a divine judge in the universe of creation deciding what and who and where and what you can do with your genitals. There is no such thing as the right way for anyone to think, believe, or act about anything. There is only a better feeling way for each individual to think, believe, and act. That is all. And everyone is a big old slut. Let's face it. Everyone wants to jump in the sack with everyone that they desire. The reality of actually acting on those desires is another ball game, psychologically and spiritually entirely. But nevertheless, the desires are there, no matter how good your present lover is. Of course, some people are hornier, so to speak, than others, and have more broad-based desires than others, and have different sexual intentions and gender intentions, and spiritual intentions, etc. But the point is, it's your choice whether you want to just be with one person or 100. And whatever your desires are, they are none of anyone else's business. That includes your current lover, partner, wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the fuck you want to call them. That's right. You heard right, babies. Your desire and even your actions, what you want to do with other people, the desires you have for other people, the love you have for other people, what you do sexually with other people, who you love, like, desire, want to have sex with, or actually do have sex with, is none of anybody's business. It's none of your partner, your lover, your husband, wife, parents, children's business, because they don't own you. They are not you. They have nothing to do with you. Contrary to what your vows and marriage certificate may say, whatever you do with anybody else, who you desire, who you love, who you want to make love to, is none of their business. And you don't own your partner, your lover, your husband, your wife either. And what they do is none of your freaking business. Abraham Lincoln abolished slavery, remember? So that means you can't own another person anymore. Sorry. You can't own anybody's love, you can't own anybody else's body, and you can't own anybody else's genitals. The key psychological factor to understand in regards to love and relationship and sex is, and this is not an easy one because we have been trained otherwise, is understanding that another person's love, admiration, desires for you, their loyalty towards you, their respect towards you, their honor towards you, their commitment to you, their etc., really doesn't have anything to do with you and the receivership of those nice things. They do not and should not determine your self-worth and your happiness. But we've been trained by society to seek love and admiration and approval and respect and honor from others. And we've been taught that our self-worth is dependent upon it. But it's just 100% not true at all. I mean, you can still play the game that it's true, but that does not mean that it is actually true. It's nice receiving respect and honor and love and admiration from other people, but you don't need it to feel good. You don't need it to feel worthy. You don't need it to feel happy. And we've been taught to believe that our happiness is dependent upon whether or not we are receiving love, affection, sex, approval, admiration, etc. from others. But again, it's just not true. You don't need it to be happy. You can play that game, of course, if you like, because you can play any game you like and create whatever you want, but only you decide how you are going to feel. Only you are in charge of your feelings, nobody else. And you alone have the power to change those feelings depending on how you are thinking, whether that's in a positive or negative direction. Now, back to our premise that we are all cosmic sluts. That's right. I'll say again, you are a cosmic slut. I say that especially including a few key factors, which are, one, we are all immortal. Number two, we have had tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of lifetimes, and we will continue to have millions and millions of lifetimes forever and ever. And we are, number three, we are all adventurous spirits and adventurous creators and adventurous desirers and adventurous sex desirers, because sex is fun and sensuality is fun, and it's one of the main reasons we came to planet Earth. So we are all adventurous, sexual, sensual spirits who ultimately do not judge any behavior that we or anyone else does or as bad or wrong or sinful. We as Source, we as the divine being, as the soul, spirits that we truly are, do not judge our or other people's behavior in any way. Only the human aspect of us does, because people have convinced us to do so. And we have all, as Source, as spirits, as immortal spirits, as immortal creative desire adventurers, we've all tried the gamut sexually and otherwise in our countless lifetimes. We've all been cosmic sluts across the universes, across the planets, across our many lifetimes, and we will continue to do so for eternity because it's fun. We've had lifetimes as men and women and all kinds of different genders and more androgynous beings, etc. And we've had, lifetimes with intentions for monogamy and polygamy and homosexuality and bisexuality, etc., and transsexuality, etc. We, as well as lifetimes exploring the many permutations of homosexuality, as well as gender, again, transsexuality, asexuality, whatever. We've been lovers and parents and rulers and jokesters and killers and peace lovers and warriors and sorcerers and witches and gods and goddesses and etc. And that showcases the fourth key factor, and that is the priceless value of diversity. None of us came to planet Earth to mimic anyone else in any way to somehow get it right, because there is no such thing as a right way. Not how others look and not how others think, believe, or act. That is not how and what we came to planet Earth to do. We came to Earth to be how we are, not how everybody else is. We came here to planet Earth for the joy of diversity and the countless bodies and mindsets and beliefs and thoughts and ideas available. The countless beliefs and the countless choices, and the countless desires and the countless opportunities that are available to us. We did not come here for unity and monotony and monogamy and other monos. We came here for the joyful adventure of diversity. And the universe of creation is built upon infinite diversity. And infinity is built upon infinite diversity. Without diversity, there is stagnancy and zero growth and zero expansion. Without diversity, the universe does not continue to expand and grow and would essentially die. That's why the gray aliens, a.k.a. the Zeta Reticuli, were abducting cows and humans way back when in the 80s, 90s, to study reproduction, to study our reproduction, which creates diversity, not uniformity, like cloning does, which is what they've done. They did not have sex, they didn't have genitals. That's why they're so fascinated with our genitals and anal probes. Because they were just clones. They didn't have sex. They didn't create new beings out of love and out of excitement and out of fun. They just did it out of, you know, scientific terms. So without diversity, in this case, your race eventually dies because it cannot evolve and grow without diversity. It stagnates. And in their case, it stagnated because they didn't have emotional bodies to feel. And that's why they've been creating a hybrid race that is part human and part gray, so that they as a species could evolve and grow. That's why they were unfeeling dickheads, because they have no emotional body, no light body, and without an emotional body, you have no inner guidance system telling you what's good and what's not and what feels good and what feels, you know, that's why they seem unethical to me. That's why they seem immoral to us. But I digress a little bit. The point is, none of your desires are in any way wrong or bad or sinful or immoral or unethical, no matter how you may judge them or other people may judge them to be. And whether they could be judged that way by other humans or yourself or not, no divine figurehead judges your desires for any reason. And in fact, the entire universe of a creation is more than happy to help you create literally anything you desire unconditionally and arrange all the cooperative elements of people that want to do that with you. That means no conditions attached, no judgments, no rules. Another very interesting two factors we all love playing with is the two-edged sword of freedom and security. And of course, this is a classic sort of male gender thing, but also a male and female vibrational thing for, you know, in the same case for homosexuality people. Oftentimes they still have the polarity of a more masculine being and a more feminine being. And oftentimes the case is the more masculine is seeking more freedom, whereas the feminine is seeking more security. Of course, this is very general, not specific. We especially, you know, especially men, but also women desire freedom, especially because freedoms are, in general, for everyone, is our natural state of being. And we especially women, but also men, desire, some men, of course, desire security. In other words, we desire diversity as well as monotony. We desire excitement as well as ease and normality. We desire speed and momentum as well as gentleness and ease and sublime bliss. And some people choose one side of the fence more than the other side, sometimes more desperately and addictively, while some try to play, you know, on both sides of the fence a little bit more. Either way can be quite tricky. Too much of an extreme of excitement and momentum and you burn out. Too much of ease and bliss and you're bored to death. We see it all the time in the classic rom-coms, where the man or woman with a job and family who has no time for themselves secretly desires more freedom, more excitement, more diversity. They might even play around on their lover. And some people act on those desires, hence the classic affair situation. We all want our cake and we want to eat it too. We want the solid, loyal, committed lover, wife, husband, etc. But at the same time, we desire more variety and diversity because, as they say, variety is the spice of life. Here's where our swingers and our hippies and our gays took the ball and ran with it. They're just acting on the countless desires that the typically sexually repressed, religious, heterosexual community are desiring, but classically repressing, denying, and judging within themselves and other people. They're, you know, the gay populace, the hippies, etc., etc., are exploring what the majority of people are afraid to explore for fear of being smitten by a sexually repressed God who really desperately needs therapy. The key factor here is freedom. We are completely free to be, do, and have whatever we want. We're completely free to be as diverse sexually as we want or just want to be with one person. And the question is, what desires are you repressing or judging or overemphasizing at the expense of your desires for freedom? And I'm not just talking about sex and relationship and love. I'm talking about your desires for absolutely anything. Because we are infinite, unlimited creators, not mimickers of what we've been told to think, believe, and act and do by society. We didn't come here to be clones. We came here to be different than anyone else in every single way, not to try and mimic everyone else who seemed to have it better or know more than us, or to somehow be more moralistic or ethical, or to somehow please some sort of insecure God. We're here simply for diversity, not some sort of cracked notion of unity. That means diversity of expression. That means diversity of feeling. That means diversity of thought. And the law of attraction ensures that we will always attract other actors in our own little plays that want to play in our movie to experience the countless adventures that we desire to experience from the countless forms of relationships that are possible. So the question is, great master, will you accept your true nature as a cosmic slut and stop judging yourself and playing with the old games of shame and guilt, which are not your natural states of being? And will you experience the freedom and joy associated with not judging your behavior and other people's behavior, but instead embracing your desires and embracing your true nature as an infinite, immortal, unlimited creator and an unlimited desirer who desires everything? It desires immense diversity. Will you allow yourself to enjoy your delicious desires without judgment? To unconditionally allow yourself to desire anything without judgment, regardless if your desires have manifested or not, whether or not they could be judged as being moral or ethical, etc., or not? Will you make feeling good and being happy the most important thing? Because your natural state of being is joy. Because anytime you're judging yourself, playing the games of shame and guilt, you're not going to feel good. So instead say, oh, well, that doesn't feel good. So, and I want to feel good. I want to be happy. So I'm not going to judge myself. I'm not going to judge my desires. I'm not going to judge other people's desires because that does not feel good. So, will you make feeling good the most important thing because your natural state of being is joy? Or will you continue to follow your programming of repression and denial and judgment and shame and guilt and subsequently continuing to feel terrible because those are not your natural states of being. It's up to you. Feel good by embracing your desires or feel bad by repressing them and judging them and feeling shameful about them and guilty. It's your choice. Be non-judgmental, be unconditional, and be happy, or be judgmental, be a judgmental dickhead, be a judgmental vagina face, and feel bad. So, I hope you enjoyed my vodcast. Everyone's a cosmic slut, and it has helped you embrace your inner sluttiness. Your desire, your diverse desires to be, do, and have anything, and to desire anything with anyone. And it helps you embrace not just your inner sexual sluttiness, but your general creative desire sluttiness, where you allow yourself to desire anything you want without judgment. And then you experience the delicious joy that you will experience from giving yourself the freedom that is also your natural state of being, where you give yourself the freedom to desire anything, to love anything, to do anything, to be anything without judgment. That is ultimate freedom. Your purpose in life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. You have the complete freedom to do whatever you want, think however you want, be however you want, do however you want, and there's no such thing as judgment. There's no such thing as a judgment of God that is deciding that your desires are bad or good or unethical or sinful, etc. And if you want to be happy, give yourself complete freedom to think and be and do and feel however you want. All right, so I hope you enjoyed my podcast entitled Everyone's a Cosmic Slut, and it has helped you embrace your cosmic sluttiness. If you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel at the Master Keys of Creation. That's the Master Keys of Creation, where I have over 300 amazing, outrageously, insanely enlightening podcasts for your insane enlightenment, to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, to be the awesome master of creation that you truly are. And also come visit my website, which of course contains trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of value of amazing things for you to, again, be a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and empower you to, you know, easily create the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance in your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday, make life an adventure, and make life fun and more fun and more fun and more fun and more fun. And remember to be a cosmic slut. Woohoo!